Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, September 28th, 2012. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. The lovely Miss Crystal sitting in our control room. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A reminder that the Republic Broadcasting Network is still in the middle of a fundraiser trying to raise money for new equipment to replace old worn-out equipment, maybe buy a new hamster for that little wire wheel hooked to the generator that powers that mixer board. They really do need your help. So please go over to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that little PayPal button, send what you can. Remember, the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of our government is for the little money to all unite together in the common cause of restoring the Republic. And just a quick comment about that online store. Next week, as we head closer to our debut on shortwave radio, we're going to be talking about shortwave radio. I know it's kind of gone out of fashion with the advent of the Internet, but as we see more and more countries move to control the Internet. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more in depth in one of our later stories. Shortwave is once again coming into vogue to sort of listen to what other countries are saying about events, not necessarily to get the information, but to get their perspective. What are they thinking about it? And, of course, to listen to the ham radio operators, which are going to be your most direct, immediate source for information that is coming from other parts of the world. So we're going to be talking about that sometime next week. Now, obviously, just before the show, I was looking over at CNN, and they're running a story about the kinds of fillings that you will have in mooncakes as you prepare for your Halloween festivities next month, and CNN is wondering why their ratings are in the Al-Qaeda. I understand CNN is getting ready to try and go to reality shows and talk shows to boost their ratings, and hey, CNN, you might consider carrying some of the Republic Broadcasting content to boost your audience here, but they're getting really kind of desperate out there. Now, on to the serious news. Obviously, and I did say this while it was happening yesterday, Netanyahu's presentation at the United Nations was basically jumping the shark. If you don't know what I mean by that, this is a filmmaking or TV slang term that has gone into the general lexicon, and how it originated was with the TV series Happy Days. And during their last season, they were desperate for new stories and come up with something that, because they just basically totally exhausted the story potential. And they had an episode where the Fonz on water skis jumps over this cordoned off netted pool with live sharks in it. And at that point, everybody pretty much realized they'd gone as far as they could, and there really wasn't anything more to do. And since then, inside the film industry, jumping the shark refers to that point at which you have kind of exhausted what you're trying to say, and nobody wants to pay attention to you anymore. And it's starting to leak out into the general lexicon. And there is no question, yesterday, Netanyahu jumped the shark with his little cartoon bomb and his little red marker, and where we're seeing, of course, Israel's supporters saying, what a clear demonstration of the threat that faces the world. And they're going on the attack against anybody who thinks this was hilariously funny, which I think is most of us out here. And we're seeing stories all over the place about how ridiculous this was. He's become a laughingstock. He has absolutely turned himself into the laughingstock of the world. And they're talking about, you know, the only red line we need is on Israel. Especially with regards to its influence and corruption of the United States of America. It's time to have a red line around AIPAC. This has gone on way too long. Netanyahu has jumped the shark. It's time for this particular series to be canceled. Because he's always out there with these ridiculous images. Remember his nuclear duck? Oh my goodness, it's Netanyahu's nuclear duck. And we insert ominous music here and fade to black for some words from our sponsors.
How How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Her fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's someone wants to help her.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the reaction to Bibi Netanyahu's cartoon bomb yesterday. It has inspired all kinds of parodies all over the net. They're just popping up all over the place. And it is a reminder that Netanyahu cratered this one. This was his last chance to get the rest of the nations of the world to go and fight more of Israel's wars. The Iranian envoy basically got up and said, this is ridiculous. Saying that Iran has nuclear weapons. The IAEA's been in there. We're in agreement with all the rules of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And meanwhile, you've got Israel, which never signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and pointed out that in a statement back on the 11th of December in 2006, the then Prime Minister of Israel openly admitted, yeah, we got nuclear weapons. What are you going to do about it? And so the only nuclear threat in the Middle East, of course, remains Israel. I got a confirmation from some photos that were posted after Netanyahu's speech. Yeah, there were a lot of empty chairs there. And the reaction, apparently there was even a little bit of laughter as Netanyahu left. He absolutely cratered this one. Did he really go up on that podium thinking that little cartoon bomb was going to convince anybody? And if he did, then he is he's off his meds, or he's taking way too many of them. I'm not sure what it is. But whatever Netanyahu hoped to accomplish at the UN, he did not get. And now the whole world is pretty much laughing at him. So what is he going to do? This is a subject of much discussion, and I'm not the only alternative media person out there saying we need to be aware of a new false flag attack, because Netanyahu is running out of options. He wants this war with Iran. He'd prefer it start before Israel's elections next month, because he could possibly lose his job next month. And beyond that, he wants the war started before the November election, because if Obama wins re-election, and it's looking like that is a slam dunk, barring massive vote fraud, and we're going to be talking about that later in the show, an Obama in his second term is going to be much more willing to stand up to Israel and say, look, this has gone on far enough. And I'm not saying that the United States doesn't have its own motives for wanting to invade Iran, getting back to that whole petrodollar situation. But from Netanyahu's point of view, a Romney in his first term and desperate for a second term is going to do whatever Israel wants, and an Obama in his second term who can't run again and is not beholden to his supporters and is thinking about his historical legacy is more likely to start actually doing the job that we expect him to do. Not totally. He's a corrupt man. But he's going to be less under Israel's control than a Romney would. I mean, Romney's out there already saying he's pushing Netanyahu's agenda, because Romney himself doesn't have his own agenda. He is simply a conduit for whoever shows up with money and says, this is what we want you to talk about next week. So anyway, getting back to the possibility of a new 9/11, a lot of people are out there talking about it. They're pointing to that video by Patrick Clausen over at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. This is a pro-Israel lobby, basically saying, you know, I'm not saying we should do it, but wouldn't it be a really great thing if there were some kind of a third-party event to kick off the war with Iran? And so everybody's looking for that. So what are Israel's options? I've been thinking about that a lot, and I know yesterday we were talking basically two options. One is for Israel to simply attack Iran, expecting the United States will then protect Israel from the counterattack, even if Israel struck the first blow, which is a possibility. We couldn't rule that out, but it's dicey. It's not a sure thing. The second option is a false flag attack someplace in the world. Set off a nuke. See, we told you Iran had nukes. Blow up something in the United States. Flip a nuclear-tipped cruise missile into the U.S. fleet in the Gulf. But again, because of this video from the Washington Institute for Middle East Affairs, that also is very dicey. There's no guarantee the official cover story would be believed by the public, given the events of 9/11, given the attack on the USS Liberty, given the fact that 60% of Americans do not trust the American corporate media to tell them the truth. That is also very, very dicey, especially as that Clausen video continues to go viral. So last night it occurred to me there is a third option, and this one I think is actually very likely, because we're already seeing what appears to be the run-up. And I got to thinking about this, looking at how much coverage Senator Joseph Lieberman was getting all over the corporate media about how Iranian hackers are attacking the U.S. financial system computers. And then I couple that with Senator Lieberman is also pressuring Obama to sign an executive order authorizing the government to take over complete control of the Internet so that pesky bloggers like yours truly can be silenced and prevent opposing points of view coming out about current events here. Now, with regard to Iran instituting a cyber attack against America's financial system computers, common sense still applies. Why would Iran do something like that? They wish to avoid a war. They're the only nation in this little circle that is trying to avoid the war. Israel wants the war. The U.S. wants the war. Why would Iran hand them a convenient excuse? So just keep that in mind. But we do know that Israel and the United States have been linked to these new generation cyber weapons like Stuxnet, Dooku, Flame, and their ilk. We still don't know if Stuxnet exacerbated the situation out there at Fukushima. They were designed to interfere with nuclear infrastructure. We also know one of those cyber weapons was designed to attack banks. And it appears a test run was run against the banks in Lebanon. And this is linked back to this whole campaign against Iran. We also know the United States economy is at the breaking point. It's being propped up by paper, deception, fraud, stock market rigging. It is really at the point of collapse. And we understand that if the government of either Greece or Spain is driven from office by angry protesters, the credit default swap sold by Wall Street against those debts come due, there is no money to pay those claims. The euro might even collapse, and that would trigger even more of these credit default swaps. So there is a looming monster financial disaster on the horizon. So Netanyahu's third option to get his war with Iran, the one that starts seems to make a lot of sense, is that Israel will take down the U.S. financial computers and then blame it on Iran. Now, this gets Wall Street and Washington, D.C. off the hook, because now the financial meltdown is an act of war by those gosh-darned Iranian Muslims. And they can duck the blame for decades of Wall Street crime, corruption, the mortgage-backed security fraud, the LIBOR rigging, the fact that the Federal Reserve is a Ponzi scheme that's at the verge of collapse. So that serves a lot of agendas to pull off this kind of a fraud. Now, we know that U.S. banks have already been hit with cyber attacks over the last 2 weeks, and Lieberman is out there saying it's Iran, it's Iran, it's Iran, it's Iran, and this concocted little group supposedly issued a manifesto and communique saying, we are doing it. Now, little point about those cyber attacks that hit the U.S. banks. They were nothing more than denial of service attacks. Nobody broke in, nobody erased data. Nobody went in and got credit card numbers. They were just pounding on the servers to make a point. They were trying to attract attention. Because if you're really interested in hacking into a bank's computers for profits, you try and do it in a way that will not be noticed. Denial of service attacks are basically waving a big red flag saying, I'm a computer criminal, come and get me. And this scenario also explains why the U.S. corporate media has paid very, very little attention to the riots in Spain and Greece, so that Americans who are still dependent on the corporate-owned media and the TV networks are pretty much oblivious to the fact that the Eurozone is on the verge of falling apart. And certainly Americans who are still dependent on the corporate-owned media don't even know what the credit default situation with the derivatives exposure is to the American banks if the Eurozone collapses. That's sort of been something they don't want people to think about here. Now, over the last several weeks, we've seen very obvious testing going on to try and interfere with DNS to silence selected websites that might offer opposing interpretations of events. And no doubt this too will be blamed on Iran. Such a cyber false flag also would give the U.S. government the justification to take total control of the Internet and block certain selected sites that are just providing aid and comfort to those gosh darn terrorists here. And silence those of us who would say that this cyber attack, this virtual 911, it's just another war-starting hoax, like the attack on the USS Liberty, the attack on the USS Cole, or 9/11 itself. So we have been saying all along, and the common sense rule still applies, you should have no more money in your bank than is needed to cover your outstanding obligations, and you should have the rest of your money in cash under your own personal control. Because if this false flag attack on America's financial computers is carried out, they'll close the bank doors and they'll shut off the ATMs in order to maximize the impact. Remember after 9/11 and they shut all the airplanes down all over the U.S. in order to make everybody feel directly impacted by that. So they'll do that again. They'll shut down the ATMs. They'll say there's no money. You're going to be stuck. So you should have as much of your cash in your home as you possibly can, under the mattress, in the cookie jar, in the mayonnaise jar, buried out back, wherever. Just to make sure, to be safe, because we're dealing with a very predatory government called Israel, another very predatory government called the United States of America, and the worst predator of all, the private central bankers. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our story, from our sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution. Claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And so we're basically finishing up on the thing. Everybody is expecting Israel to try some kind of a false flag attack. They're talking about either Israel just going ahead and attacking Iran, or a false flag attack here in the United States or against the American fleet or some other place in the world where they can say, ooh, Iran did it just to be mean, which is nonsense. Iran is historically not in the habit of initiating wars. Wars are initiated on behalf of Iran by third parties. That is the classic false flag. And so I have an assignment for all of you. And that is, as you go out onto the web and you blog about what will Israel do now that Netanyahu made a clown out of himself before the world, please include this idea, this possibility that Israeli hackers, the same people who did Stuxnet and Dooku and Flame, could attack and destroy the computers of America's major banks and blame it on Iran, because that would solve a lot of problems for a lot of people right now. But if we put it out there and everybody's talking about it, then we get back to that same situation and point out that little video from the Washington Institute for Middle East Affairs. If we get it out there and people are talking about it, we will create that climate of doubt that the official story will be believed. And that doubt is our most potent weapon against those who would try and steer future events through lies, fraud, and deception. Now, throughout history, when we go back and study the history of these gigantic frauds that are used to start wars, the not really a surprise attack here on Pearl Harbor, the lack of torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the fact that there was no Spanish mine that blew up the USS Maine, the governments that carried out those frauds, the media that carried out those frauds, Hearst, got away with it because the public was very naive, and they were always walking around saying, I can't believe our government would do something that evil, even though we have seen other governments throughout history do such things. And that was what protected the perpetrators of these giant frauds that start wars. A subjugated population walking around enslaved by their beliefs, and especially by the belief that our government would never do something that underhanded, and our media would never lie to us about something that important. But of course, we have all broken free from that particular slave chain. We are sadder but wiser, especially after that whopper regarding Iraq's nuclear weapons. We know our government lies to us about almost everything. We know the corporate-owned media will help them do it. And so if we talk up all of these different possibilities of a false flag attack involving a nuclear weapon inside the United States, or a nuclear cruise missile against the USS Enterprise, or an Israeli hacker attack against our financial system computers, all to be blamed on Iran, then we create that climate of doubt. And the people who are planning this thing, like Senator Joseph Lieberman, will look out and say, you know, there's a real good chance they're not going to believe the official story. And if we pull this off and we're not believed, guess who the angry Americans are going to be coming after? It's going to look like Greece and Spain put together here, and all the hollow point bullets in the world might not be able to hold us off in our rage here. All right, we're going to take a caller right now, Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. How you doing today? Hey, I got a couple things. Did you see that? I just saw today that the Postal Service is howling for more money. They said they're defaulting again, and they need to be bailed out again. Isn't that amazing, man? Who knows?
Well, you know, it's very, very simple. I'm going to hold you into the next segment, so we're not in a rush for the commercial break here. It's really very simple. The United States Post Office is a very much consumer-driven industry, and as consumers are strip-mined for their remaining wealth, purchasing is slowing down of everything, including the post office. And, you know, junk mail advertising has all but evaporated. That's probably one good thing about the downturn in the economy. But yeah, the post office can't meet its obligations because those obligations were made at a time when people assumed the economy was going to keep on ticking on. And of course, our economy has been destroyed by the mortgage-backed security fraud, by the LIBOR rigging, by just the general attitude of Wall Street and bankers that fraud is okay. You know, that's how we get rich and they get poor. And I know the post office is in trouble. And part of it, of course, is that people send correspondence electronically these days, and even more and more billing for services and utilities to your home is coming in electronically. And the post office is trying to compete as a parcel service with UPS and FedEx, and they can underprice them. But yeah, they're in trouble. Everybody's in trouble. Even FedEx is cutting back. Now, they're not asking for bailouts because, you know, they were a little bit more conservative in their long-term planning and commitments. But anything tied into the consumer spending in this economy is in serious, serious trouble. The U.S. economy used to be 60% consumer spending, and that has all but evaporated here.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to make my second point if we go into break, if you'd let me. But, you know, I got a thing. They said, Michael, just to fix our bridges in the United States of America, it would probably take about $140 billion to fix all these bridges that are in bad shape right now.
Well, too bad we spent the money bailing Wall Street out from the mortgage-backed security fraud, because we could really use that money now. We do have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the road. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to back to Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, you had more to share with us.
Okay, Mike. You know what, Mike? Good job there, big guy. I totally agree with you, and good job that came to you, and I'm what you were saying about this cyber stuff. But I'll throw this in the mix, Mike. When I heard you say that, you know what really come to me?
Yes.
I wouldn't bet if they do all three of those things at the same time, and I'll leave it at that.
It's possible, but I think in terms of the media presentation to the public, that would sort of blur the message. When these big, gigantic lies are sold to the world to start a war, there has to be a single focal point. Remember the Maine, remember the Alamo, remember the World Trade Center. So there's going to have to be a single focal point on which to anchor all of the propaganda. And for that reason, I doubt more than one will be tried. They might try them in series. You know, if the first one doesn't get the war, then they go to the next one, then they go to the next one. But I think at this particular point, Israel going into Iran without a guarantee of U.S. support is very, very dicey. A nuclear false flag is going to be very hard to sell after, you know, most people understand 9/11, you know, was a false flag attack. And especially with that video circulating around of Clausen going out there saying, wouldn't it be cool? So I think of the three scenarios, a cyber attack on our banking system to be blamed on Iran is the most likely. And the way that we will get them to call it off is if everybody's talking about it. All right. So anyway, before we leave this topic and move on to other things here, just a reminder, when Netanyahu is out there with his cartoon bomb and his little red marker and saying, we've got to do this, and the rest of it, he was wrong about Iraq having nuclear weapons. You know, go back and study the archives of Israel's statements leading up to the invasion of Iraq, and you will find that Israel was out there with their pom-poms and their little short skirts saying, yes, bomb Iraq, yes, bomb Iraq. They have nuclear weapons, they have nuclear weapons. And of course, they were wrong there. Don't forget then that when Israel bombed Iraq's nuclear power plant at Osirak, they did it under the excuse, we know they're building nuclear weapons in the basement. And following the U.S. invasion, international inspectors went in and looked at the ruins of that civilian power station, and all they found was a power station. So the fact of the matter is, Israel has been batting zero in terms of finding other nations in the region that have nuclear weapons. The only secret underground nuclear bomb factory is the one that Israel has underneath Dimona. It's not much of a secret. We all know it's there. And, you know, a reminder, Germany has confirmed that Israel has nuclear weapons. As Iran pointed out yesterday, the Prime Minister of Israel back in 2006 said, yeah, we got nuclear weapons. We know Israel was trying to sell nuclear weapons to South Africa. We don't know who else they were knocking on the door and saying, hey, you want to buy a bomb? Special for you today. Buy two, get the third one free, and so forth and so on. Now, a lot of people are looking at Netanyahu's performance, I use the term loosely, at the United Nations. And they're starting to wonder if maybe Netanyahu is, in fact, at the end of his political career, because his message not only did not resonate with the United States, it did not resonate with the United Nations, it is not resonating with the people of Israel, who are as fed up with high taxes, austerity, and war as pretty much everybody else on the planet. And we can stand shoulder to shoulder with the people of Israel on that particular issue. And the sense that we're getting from pretty much all across the blogosphere and all around the world, outside of the Israel-influenced corporate-owned media, is that everybody's just fed up with this whole Israel thing. We're tired of the fact that Israel seems to dominate the news, this little tiny country, half the size of New Jersey, and always the news is Israel this and Israel that. And we are certainly sick and tired of American politicians standing up and proclaiming their love for Israel, and I'm a supporter of Israel. And we're saying, what about our homeless? What about our hungry? What about our collapsing infrastructure? You know, stop being a friend to Israel and be a friend to the United States of America. That's what you're voted into office to do. That's what you're paid to do. We don't elect you because you love a foreign power. And we're tired of the corporate-owned media constantly pumping, you know, propaganda movies about events that happened before we were born. I'm tired of movies about Hitler. I'm tired of movies about the Nazis. I'm tired of movies about all this other stuff, you know, that's going on there. It is all ancient history, and we have genocides taking place today. We have apartheid taking place today. We have evils committed by governments against peoples taking place today right before our very eyes. And as moral citizens, it is time for us to take on these issues head to head. Going to take a phone call. Chris in Tennessee. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you're right on target for the way the karma is right now for what you're discussing. But yesterday I brought up this congressman in Virginia, Mr. Eric Cantor, and I Googled him, and I spent about an hour researching him. And what was very disturbing to me was, with Bernie Madoff and other companies that have been indicted for insider trading, and people were hardworking Americans that lost their 401k programs and really lost half of their savings. Mr. Eric Cantor is the chairman of the committee and would not sign any laws to protect your 401ks and your retirement programs, because he is also in bed with them, and it clearly said that he had stock options and he wanted to get the insider tips for the insider trading. clearly said it in black and white. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, no, it's been a huge, huge scandal. I mean, there are two overlapping problems here. First of all, people inside Congress are in amazingly good positions to obtain information not available to the general public that are going to influence the price of stocks. And we know that back in 2008, the reason TARP was literally arm-twisted through the Congress was because those members of Congress had their own investment portfolios tied up in the companies that got, you know, caught with this mortgage-backed security fraud. They were all making money hand over fist, and when it fell apart, they voted to save their own investment portfolios on the backs of the American people. That's why you have that wonderful picture as soon as they finally got it through the Congress, and they're all smiling and happy and beaming, and they're thinking to themselves, I've saved my millions of dollars here, and they didn't care that it wiped out half of America in the process. These are all sociopaths. And, of course, the other problem that we have here, and I think in the aftermath of Netanyahu's failure at the United Nations, more and more people are willing to openly talk about this. We have a serious problem of foreign subversion in the U.S. federal government. And what is really nice about the aftermath of Bibi's bomb is that it is so polarized. You know, even a dullard who has not been paying attention to this problem all along is looking and saying, you know, why do we have all of these politicians and media people who are still screaming about supporting Israel and bombing Iran, you know, following that silly cartoon? And the reality is we have this wonderful little laboratory experiment before us, this litmus test, where we can see who works for America and who has sold themselves and your children to a foreign government. And so start taking down names and keep a list here. And again, I'm going to be pushing this for the next month. No government can serve two masters. A government that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people.
Mike, a friend and clearly said he was the head of the committee and did not want to force or make rules to regulate insider trading because his money was at stake and did not want to take care of the hardworking people right now who are mm-hmm. at work, who are unable to listen to RBN or however you're listening to this show right now. People, Eric Cantor, Virginia congressman, this guy is lower than lowlife. Anyway, Mike, thank you again for the time. I'm surprised I didn't hear this on the news last week. Unbelievable. Thank you, Mike, again for your time. You have a good day.
You got it. You absolutely have it. Yeah, we need to realize those people who are in the Congress who have already sold themselves to Israel, do you think they have any kind of a moral conscience regarding anything else they do to the United States of America? Heck no. They're there for themselves. It is the curse of political power that it attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. And when this nation was founded, the founders understood the frailty and weakness and corruptibility of individuals. And they designed a government where the authority and the power was diffused and spread around a whole bunch of people so that no one person could grab and take advantage of it. Being a member of Congress was a part-time honor, and you were expected to have your own other business. You took care of yourself. There wasn't a permanent paid ruling class that just stayed there year after year after year getting rich and corrupt. But our big problem right now, and I think Bibi's failure at the United Nations, is a wake-up signal to all of America. We have a serious, serious problem with a significant portion of the United States federal government being in the service of a foreign power. Washington, D.C. is a Vichy government. It is an occupation government, occupying this nation and looting it on behalf of that foreign power. And the time has come for it to stop. I think Israel understands that. That's why they're leaping over the border onto Canada to grab onto their jugular vein and parasitize off of them for the next couple of decades here. Stephen Harper was actually in New York for Ahmadinejad's speech, but like the Canadian delegation, he stayed away on orders from Tel Aviv, for which he was rewarded. He was granted an award as World Statesman of the Year by the Appeal of Conscience Foundation, which is a pro-Israel group. So he shows up and he gets this gold plaque to hang on the wall so the media can say, oh, yes, you should listen to Stephen Harper. He's got a gold plaque on the wall. He's the person you should believe. Don't listen to those bloggers out there. They don't have gold plaques on their wall. So you should not listen to them when they question the wisdom of serving Israel's interests. So Stephen Harper got his Bootlicker of the Year award, and I guess he's happy about that, and he's on his way back home. Now, interesting development. This story almost came and went without notice. Apparently, President Obama has ordered a new investigation into the anthrax attacks that happened after... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I misread that. He ordered the investigation of the anthrax attack that happened after 9/11 stopped. I misinterpreted what the story was saying. All right. I was about to say maybe he's firing a warning shot across Netanyahu's bow, but apparently not. I guess he pussied out again. President Pussy, that's his name. He earned that nickname from me back following Israel's attack on the International Aid Flotilla, in which a U.S. citizen, 19-year-old kid from New York City, lying on the deck, already subdued, and the Israelis shot him in the head. And Obama just ran up to the United Nations and said, it's cool. And that's when I started calling him President Pussy. And I'm not referring to a part of the female anatomy, so don't make angry phone calls to John Stedmiller. I'm using the word pussy in the context of a coward, of a sissy, of a totally weak and formless nothingness here. All right, getting over onto the international situation. As you're probably already aware, yesterday Spain announced cutbacks and tax increases. More austerity, more suffering and pain for the people of Spain. They've got the parliament surrounded. They're demanding Congress step down. The violence is escalating between the police and the people. And what Spain is doing, they're cutting all the pensions. And remember, these pensions, this is already the money of the people. It's not a gift. This is a bit of propaganda you see from all of these governments, that these pensions or Social Security or all the rest of it are somehow a gift from the government. No, it isn't. It's your money. Every paycheck you ever made, they take some of the money out and they put it away saying, we will take care of it, we will make it grow, and then when you need it, we will give it back to you. And all of these pensions all across Europe, all across the United States of America were destroyed by the mortgage-backed security fraud, because those Wall Street ratings agencies, which get paid by the issuer of the securities to rate them, were all saying, oh, yeah, it's AAA. It's great. You can buy it. And I don't know what the situation is in Spain, but under United States law, pension funds and especially retirement funds are only allowed to invest in AAA securities. So they all bought into the mortgage-backed security fraud, and the whole thing blew up, and the pensions are defunded. And government turns around to the people and say, well, we're sorry, but, you know, it really was a gift coming back from us, and we can't afford to give you the money, so we're going to stiff you. And that's what's happened over there in Spain. The Spanish government is calling for wages and salaries to be reduced. I don't know why, because that's going to absolutely destroy what little tax base remains. But that's what they're calling for. And it's all about, you must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. And the Spanish people have had it. Now, over here in New York, the Spanish prime minister, when he was over here for the United Nations General Assembly, basically was photographed out at a very rich restaurant, smoking a very expensive cigar, and very obviously living the high life. At the same time, his government is telling the people of Spain, you're going to have to go without because we've got to send more money to the bankers. And I understand the prime minister's personal lifestyle isn't going to significantly affect the Spanish economy, but it shows a complete disdain and lack of sensitivity to what the people of Spain are going through. And if he wants a life of luxury and privilege, you know, for political reasons, he should be a little bit more discreet about it. But he's out there saying, yes, I'm the prime minister of Spain. Now, over in Spain right now, things are so bad. People have been eating out of garbage cans, which we see here in the United States. It's a common phenomenon. You go to the areas where the homeless tend to aggregate. Yeah, they go rummaging through the trash bins outside of McDonald's and things like that, looking for uneaten food that they can eat. And the government of Spain has decided this represents a health hazard. And really, we need to encourage people to go buy fresh, healthy food and not find free food in the trash bins. And now they're starting to lock up the trash bins so that people who are homeless and hungry and out of money, can't even get into the trash bins to find something to eat. That is a government completely disconnected with the reality of life for the poor. Yes, we would all love everybody to be eating healthy. But if it comes to a choice of eating food that might be a little old and starving to death, what do you think the common sense approach is going to be? It's not a health precaution. They're trying to force people to go back and spend more money at the restaurants and generate more tax revenues. The people don't have the money. These governments are living in a fantasy world. They still think we've got money out here, and they just have to figure out a new way to get us to turn it over to them. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going back to the phones. Art, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man? I'm just kind of curious. I believe I sent you a link to this yesterday, but I was kind of wanting to see if you had any time to look into this, and that was a story that came out on silverdoctors.com.
Mm-hmm.
It was about U.S. bank run being imminent and the FDIC expanded deposit insurance ending. I wonder if you'd had a chance to look into that.
I did, and I did post the article. And, yeah, the FDIC is running out of money because so many banks have been failing. And so now they've very quietly said, well, we're not going to insure the deposits for their full value any longer. And obviously, this is probably going to trigger a lot of people to rethink leaving their money in a savings account, especially because the interest being paid on savings accounts is microscopic. It's mostly absorbed by fees, and it's not even keeping up with the rate of inflation. And so if you have a large amount of money in a U.S. bank savings account, you're actually losing purchasing power. Better to get it out of there, get into physical silver and gold.
That's what I've been telling people, the same thing. You know, three words, baby, silver and gold, silver and gold. And what I find to be a little bit frightening is this whole concept of a 5% negative interest rate. I mean, my God. Can you just imagine what this will do to the economy? Anyway, Mike, just wanted to jump in there and see what you thought about that. And trust me, we really do appreciate all your hard work, man, and we hope to have you around for a long time.
Well, I'm working on that right now. I'm losing weight and trying to live a healthy life. I'm avoiding all those chemicals like triclosan and all the rest of that other stuff here. As far as the economy, the economy's already been destroyed. Its doom was set back in 1913, and what everybody's doing is they're just trying to think of any little thing that they can do to keep it ticking along a little bit longer so they can grab their last few pieces of silver before they head for the door. And there is no way to save it, short of shutting down the Federal Reserve and going back to a government-issued value-based currency. I'm opposed against a silver or gold-backed currency for reasons I've already made clear. We have to have an item of value that is universally recognized to be of value, but exists in ample enough supply or can be created in enough ample supply to make sure everybody has enough money to live their lives, carry on their commerce, and do what they need to do. If you base a new currency system on an item of value that is in limited supply, you open the door for manipulation, hoarding, speculation. And because most of the silver and gold is already back in the hands of the same bankers whose paper notes have wrecked the place, we're simply trading one form of banker slavery for another, and I will not go along with that particular situation here. All right, so thanks an awful lot for the phone call there, Art. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and a reminder, because I forgot to mention at the top of the show, Claire will be joining us in the third hour, and we have to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.